And now, your only choice for local sports talk in the morning. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, I've been translating Pittsburgh for a long time, so I think I'll be able to, figure out his East Coast dialect a little better from the start. But no, it'll be good. I mean, he was calling the plays in today at practice, and just get used to that voice. He was, he was calling them in. I think in the preseason, the fourth game, I wasn't there, but I was talking to Tim and Deshaun about it, and they said it was, smooth operation.
That's Aaron Rodgers, QB1. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman here on The Fan. Coming up, 8 o'clock hour, Michael Cohen will join us, our insider at 8:20. Back-to-back Athletic Fridays, where we talk to Michael Cohen, and then we go right to Bucks and talk to Eric Name. He'll join us at 8:35. We'll do our NFL picks around 9 o'clock today as well. It's Chuck and Winkler, as mentioned, here on The Fan. So Aaron Rodgers is a new head coach that will be calling the plays. The question is, how different will it look? And the question from that is, if Rodgers and this offense suddenly looks good or great, if Rodgers' stat line is 400, four touchdowns, and he has a performance like MVP Aaron Rodgers has, I have to wait to see when it happens, but I think I'm going to be mad.
Well, I could see it coming. He said yesterday, I played a soundbite in my update there, that he said they had an urgency at practice yesterday that they basically haven't had, and it's a little late for that, but they had an urgency at practice yesterday. It's like, okay, well, if that urgency was there because of a new coach, maybe they should have dumped McCarthy a few weeks ago when things were going good. You wanted to keep McCarthy around. We did. I mean, not you and I, but I'm just saying, you just kind of thought that maybe he could dig himself out of it. He didn't, but now there's an urgency when there's not a lot to play for.
Yeah, Tuesday's weight room optional session, according to interim coach Joe Philbin, better attended this week than it was all year. I get that there's a recense purpose. It's frustrating to see everybody all of a sudden remember that they want to try now. I mean, yeah. This was a season where, as bad as they have looked at times, that Viking game was winnable. They did go out to Detroit and Washington and look terrible in both of those games. But the Patriots game they were in, the Rams game they fumbled away, the Seahawks game, I rewatched that again. It still shocks me how they gave that game away. This was a season where, despite your struggles, you could still be in the race. Like, the Eagles are not having a great year, but they're 6-6. There's a lot of problems with the Eagles, but they're still finding ways at least to scratch out some wins, and I think that they could put a good run together and get in the playoffs and then maybe get all the way back to the Super Bowl. It's at least, there's at least a path there. The Packers, in their sort of not quite laziness, but maybe laissez-faire type of attitude, which basically is a more fancy way to say lazy, they don't have that opportunity. It did slip away from them, unless, the miracle of all football miracles happen. It bothers, I get it, but it bothers me that all of a sudden, now that McCarthy's gone, and so are your chances at the playoffs, now everyone's going to try.
I wish we had heard comments like this a few weeks ago.
Who knows what the changes are going to be after the season. So, unfortunately, the urgency that you need early in the season, we kind of had out there at practice today.
Yeah, okay. But you didn't hear anybody say, you didn't hear Rodgers say a couple of weeks ago, well, we need more urgency at practice. We need to, we got to step it up a little bit in practice. Well, now you hear him say, well, we had urgency at practice where we didn't have it earlier in the season when things were really on the line.
So if Rodgers goes out there, and again,
disappointing.
This is what's going to happen if Rodgers has a great game. If he has a great game, what I think will happen is, wow, McCarthy was holding him back.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a lot that you can discern from how Rodgers plays, because there will be scheme things. If guys are getting open, if on third down all of a sudden there are guys running 5-yard routes instead of 20-yard routes, you can say that's a scheme thing, but it's really hard to know. And this is the real mystery with this Packers season and that Rodgers-McCarthy relationship is because we don't entirely know, and unless they charted every play and told us, like, is Rodgers going to – does Rodgers get a play and then change it to those kind of routes to show McCarthy up? Is Philbin going to send in a play that then Rodgers won't change because it's a different guy? If Rodgers comes out there and they're starting to run better plays and he's audibling less and his throws are sharper, there's a lot of throws. Ben Fennell is doing amazing work at The Athletic, putting together some of these All-22 videos. He'll join the big show today at 2:48. He put some compilations together of not schematic problems, of Rodgers problems, where Aaron Jones is running 5 yards out right to his side, right there horizontally, and Jones is running. So Rodgers, you throw it, you lead him. He throws it behind him, has to adjust, gets tackled. There's throws that these third and twos, guys are open. Rodgers throws it in the dirt. Devontae Adams chucks it over his head. Equanimeous St. Brown is being schemed to get open on some of these play-action throws 25 yards down the field. He put these together too. Ben Fennell, Twitter. He's open. Rodgers is throwing it to the wrong spot. If all of a sudden Rodgers suddenly makes those throws again, and the only difference is that your coach got fired, I'm not going to say conspiracy theory. I'm not going to say Rodgers tried to get him fired, but it's just going to be a really bad look, and I'm going to be really upset because if Rodgers is talented enough to do that this weekend, why wasn't he talented enough to do that in the previous 12 games?
Well, if the Packers go 4-0, it's going to be a bad look for the organization. They go 4-0 because people will be saying, uh-oh, hey, they're 4-0. They should have fired McCarthy a long time ago. See what happens.
That's what Rodgers wants people to say,
See what's going to happen? See, if you would have fired McCarthy years ago, if he goes 4-0, then would there be an outcry to keep the current regime the way it is right now as far as the coaching structure? But if he goes 4-0, it'll be like, well, boy, they could have done this a long time ago. I knew McCarthy was bad. Rodgers never wanted to play for him in the first place. That's the only unfortunate thing I think about going 4-0, because it's not going to help you anything but ruin your draft. Not that I want to see him go 0-4, but it's going to cause the organization to look bad. And really, it doesn't matter to me. But it's going to make the organization look bad because people are going to feel that this should have been done a long time ago.
414-799-1250. 2017 Bart Collar standings champion John in Franklin. Johnny, good morning. Happy Friday.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, guys. I can't call it a happy Friday. This Packer season has just been a disaster. And the more these guys talk, all of them, including my quarterback, the madder I get. Exactly what you said, Bart. That's exactly what's going through my head. What the hell was this urgency when the playoffs were on the line 2 games ago? And then, oh, by the way, we could still do it. We could still somehow do it. So let's beat a horrible team in front of our fans and give them a little something and keep this thing alive for another week so we can do the calculus and try to figure out how to get in the playoffs. Oh, we couldn't give an effort then. This team hasn't played a full game all season. This thing's been a disaster from game one. The red flags were out when it took a miracle to beat the Bears. The game that was stolen from us by the NFL with Minnesota. This whole thing's been a train wreck, and there's a lot of fingers that can be pointed in a lot of different directions, and it certainly wasn't all Mike's fault.
I think they beat San Francisco on Monday night, that was an indicator that maybe things are going in the right direction either.
Look, that interview you had with your Michael was fantastic. And there you had it. He straight up said he is a Mike McCarthy guy. But that tells you how far off the rails this is from a guy that knows the game more so than I can, just sitting on my sofa watching it. You know, that's how dysfunctional this thing has appeared to him. And I think, looking back now, this thing, the bricks started coming out of the walls and the fortifications of this team in Seattle with that championship game, and it's just gotten further and further off the rails since when you look at it, guys.
Yeah, it has, and it's just been a disaster. It's been an unmitigated – this has been – I mean, 4-12, you kind of knew things – I mean, how do you go 4-12 with Brett Favre like you did in 2005? But you knew that you know, the tenure between Mike Sherman and was at its end because they had put Ted Thompson in charge of the organization. He knew it was on its way out. So, and then maybe the organization was going the other way, but they kind of did a quick rebound, and 2 years later, they're back in the NFC Championship game. We'll see how the rebound is here this year. Are they going to bounce back, Bart, and be back in the playoffs next year?
Oh, boy.
They've done two rebounds. In 05, they bounced back to go 8-8 and then back to the NFC Championship game. And then back in 2008, they were 5-11 on Rodgers' first year as the quarterback. And then the next year, they're back in the playoffs. And then they won the Super Bowl.
I've told you one of my goals is to try to keep broadcast world separate from Twitter world. I know that's hard to do because we rely, you guys interact with tweets, but there's this woman, Pauline, can you call us? Pauline, she just put on my Facebook wall, I see you're still on Roger's back. Let it go. It's water under the bridge at this point. Wow.
What's going on there?
Pauline, for a couple of weeks, is upset with how I guess aggressive I am in talking about Aaron Rodgers' poor play. And when I say that he got his coach fired, she takes umbrage with that.
Well, I like to hear Pauline actually say those words on our station.
Pauline, we'd love to speak with you. The number is 799-1250.
Yeah.
I want to hash it out. I'm not going to yell at you, and I hope you don't yell at me.
Is it a real account?
I would think so.
Okay.
And she's been, if it's not a real account, it's a very meticulous person doing this.
Okay.
Hey, and women are welcome to call. I don't know if you ever got that impression that they're not. Brew Crew Sue won the award. Bart Caller standings. Chuck and Winkler, 414-799-1250. If Rodgers plays like an MVP, what is that going to tell you this weekend? More from you guys next.
I'll tell you what, Robert Specialty Meats, man, for all your grilling out this weekend, get the Robert Specialty Meats today, whether it's after work, sometime during your lunch hour, whenever. Robert Specialty Meats on the south side of Waukesha. And with Christmas just 2 weeks away, can you believe it? Christmas is just coming up. That's a good thing and a bad thing for some people. Bad thing is because you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet. And as you work down the final days of Christmas shopping, you work down your list of gifts for family, friends, coworkers, that neighbor you can't stand. Well, here's an easy item for them. A gift box of delicious meat products from Robert Specialty Meats in Waukesha. Paul Roberts, man, he is Mr. Santa. Paul Roberts can help you create a gift box of quality products from the USDA prime beef tenderloins, the porterhouses, the T-bone steaks, the bacon wrap fillets. I had a New York strip last night. Fantastic. I was out there. Frames out there in the cold grilling out, but man, that aroma of a steak cooking on a grill in the cold air, it is something sweet, man. How about their legendary Al Capone Italian pork roast? If you don't want to cook outside, get the Al Capone Italian pork roast. Put that in your oven sometime on Sunday or Saturday before the sporting events that you watch. And man, the aroma from the Al Capone Italian pork roast, that'll waft throughout the house, make that house smell great all weekend long. And no trip to Robert Specialty Meats in Waukesha is special without getting some ribs on a stick, like 3 or 4 pounds of ribs on a stick. Not just if you get a pound, you get 3 or 4 or 5 of those. Man, that's not going to last you because you're going to say, man, why didn't I buy more of these? Ribs on a stick, an assortment of original sausages and brats as well. They got 30 varieties of sausages and brats to choose from. And if you're not sure what to buy, well, Paul can give you a few suggestions. I don't know if you got a little get-together for the holiday. Paul says, hey, get this, get this, get this, and you're all good to go. The half-pound brisket burgers, those are a Freeman special. Get the half-pound brisket burgers. You'll see those right there in the freezer. Grab a few of those. Put those on the grill this weekend for lunch or dinner or whatever, and a big onion along the side of it as well. Robert Specialty Meats at Waukesha, Southside on Sunset. Go to their website, robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com. Check out their money-saving coupons out there. For the best in meats, you got it. And get that gift box. Again, you're looking for something to get somebody for a present, get them a gift box from Robert Specialty Meats. Trust me, I've done it, and it's always worked out very, very well. And they'll vacuum seal anything you need. If it's going to be long-term, they'll vacuum seal the stuff for you. He's got great customer service there. Robert Specialty Meats in Waukesha, your hometown butcher.
I don't think you scrap the whole thing. I just think you really need to be better in situational offense if you want to win games. So, we're going to pay a little more attention, even more attention, I think, to that the next couple weeks. Because we got to fix that if we want to win games. But it does. It's hard when you put me in a corner there about execution, because that's, to me, the biggest problem we've had all season.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. We are live inside the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios talking Green Bay Packers. They've got the Falcons this weekend. we were about to go on the huddle last night right before, and I've talked about this huddle like 100 times already, but it was Paul Imig and Bill Michaels and I, and before the show I said, hey, Bill, how about this idea? Let's not talk about McCarthy getting fired at all. Let's just do 2 hours on like the Falcons-Packers matchup. Let's talk about scheming into Leo Jones. Let's talk about our run blocking scheme against their front four. Let's just pretend like it never happened.
And after about 2 minutes, did you guys scrap that idea?
We scrapped it right away because Bill opened the show and we started talking about how Rodgers on Monday said my folks were in town when he knew that we all would think that meant parents. When his parents weren't in town, and just another thing that Rodgers does for a reason we don't understand.
Usually, man, December 7th, when we're doing these huddles, man, we're talking playoffs, we're talking important games. It's just like a different twist there. They got a quarter. They still got four games. A quarter of the season still is left, man. It's not like there's one or two. There's four games left, man.
799-1250.
Got a long way to go.
These four games will be different. They will look different, but how different? And if they're different in a good way, I do wonder how many people look at it like I do, where if Rodgers all of a sudden makes all the throws that he wasn't making, because there's a lot you can look at with what went wrong in the season, schematically, and Mike McCarthy kind of lost his voice in there, and there's a lot of that. The talent around Rodgers, maybe not as good this year as it's been in years past, there's a lot of that. Every time that someone comes up with a reason why the Packers are bad this year, you're not wrong. There's all the reasons are right. But for the Rodgers-specific reason, he has missed a lot of throws. And if all of a sudden he doesn't miss those throws anymore, what is that going to say to you? If he puts up an MVP performance, how do you react? I think I'll be mad. I am also rostering him in multiple fantasy leagues this week, so I won't be too mad. I'll be a little mad. 799-1250. Let's go out to Nick in Germantown. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Nick.
Good morning. Yeah, you know what? It's a real stinker we got to deal with. And I think as Packer fans, we have short memories. We haven't lived through this for a long time. We had two seasons in a row. But you look at other teams, there's accountability there. And coaches get fired when they disappoint, not just lose, but disappoint two seasons in a row. Rodgers has said two different narratives. Early in the season, he sounded like he was frustrated. He sounded like he was questioning plays and his coach. And now he's saying all the right things. But I think in this program, it's starting to sound like we're wondering if Rodgers isn't a little bit of a manipulator. Now, should McCarthy get fired? Yeah. Yeah, he lost Rodgers, and he probably lost other guys on the team, too. This is what happens, Packer fans, when you have two bad seasons in a row. I think there was whispers of him going to Cleveland. All that stuff made Murphy fire him in the middle of the season. I'm sure Murphy knew what he was doing. He knew why. Now, Rodgers, yeah, he looked horrible. I mean, it's embarrassing for a typical fan like me to watch it. And he's not even just missing throws. He's missing wide-open guys. He's not even seeing them. You're wondering what the heck's going on? I'm guessing it's not just Rodgers on the team doing it. McCarthy, he lost the team. They aren't doing what they should have done. They haven't been looking like they should look. Their posture, everything they do is just off. It's been embarrassing to watch, where you're kind of just holding your hands up at the sky when you're watching TV. But we've all been there if you've been in competition. Maybe that's football. Maybe it's baseball. Maybe it's a spelling bee, where you went out and for whatever reason, you just felt like, I don't have it today. And against a lesser opponent, you lost it. And even during the performance, you're thinking, what am I doing? What are we doing? Why isn't this going the way it did before? And you just laid an egg. And it's something you live with the rest of your life. And I think that's more what it is. I don't think Rodgers has ever done it on purpose, but he's not putting his full effort towards, neither are his teammates, towards winning for this coach. And when you're in the NFL, there's such a small line that defines winning and losing. And if you're not all working together, moving in the same direction, you lose.
It's not like Arizona came into Lambeau Field and dazzled them with a 400-yard passing day.
Do you think they even had any expectation of winning that game?
No. No, but they did.
And then they're at the end of the game, they're like, what?
No, but they did play hard. I'll say that. They did play hard, and you know they played that game. They did play it tough. But if the Packers show any type of a semblance of effort in that game, they have way more talent than Arizona at this point, okay? Especially at the quarterback spot, okay? Aaron Rodgers versus Rosen. I mean, come on. The Packers should win that game on that, on merit alone. You know, the old roll out the football. But that just shows you where they were. And Mark Murphy's frustration after that game, we can't beat Arizona, one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Oh, and they called him out by name multiple times on Monday when they were discussing why they fired him.
But I mean, that's right, because Arizona's one of the worst teams in football. And they came in, I mean, that's on top of it, not only being a 2-9 team that came in here, but a team that, you know, plays in the desert, used to warm conditions. And you heard Rodgers in the week. He said, oh, yeah, God, it's going to be cold here. This team's coming up here to play, dome team, used to warm conditions out there in Arizona. And, yeah, the colder the better. And yet they came into your building and beat you. Not any other 2-9 team, but a desert team, a warm weather team came in here and beat you.
I don't think Rodgers was in the huddle thinking, I'm going to lose this game to get my coach fired. He certainly wanted a new coach. I think that was clear. I think they both thought it would happen at the end of the season. And while I can't say that it was meticulous conspiracy, he didn't go up to Mason Crosby and say, miss this kick so that Mac gets fired today.
And act like you cared afterwards.
He didn't blame everybody else except you. Even though you missed more field goals than any other kicker this year. He didn't try to get McCarthy fired, but he certainly didn't try to keep him hired.
Yeah.
Is what I think happened with Aaron Rodgers. 799-1250. Let's get to Eric, who is on the northwest side. What's up, E?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Eric.
Look here, man. I think when Arizona played Green Bay, two things. One, they weren't scared of Green Bay. They played the Rams. They played the Chiefs. They played the Chargers. They played Seattle. And then when Aaron Rodgers said, we got to go beat Arizona by name, beat Atlanta, beat the Jets, he singled every team out. So I think it made each team, well, like Atlanta, it made Arizona want to play even harder. I never seen Arizona play that hard all year on defense. And when you put that Williamson material out there, all the coach got to do is keep playing over and over all week long. And then if you're the best quarterback in the league and you put that stuff out there, you got to play. You can't write a check behind can't cash. And that's what happened. You single these teams out, and they're professionals as well. Just like Atlanta coming in, you don't think they got down on the board. Atlanta been playing bad all year. But somehow, for some reason, they're going to come in here, and they're going to throw for about 400 yards, and everybody's wondering what's going on. Green Bay is not that good as it used to be. And you can't say certain things when you're not that good. He would have been better off saying, hey, play hard and try to win the game. But when you name these teams individually, you say, hey, we're better than you in every phase. You're like scrubs, and we're going to beat you. And that wasn't the case. Arizona proved it.
Yeah, Arizona, I mean, they were the better team. They're not a better team, but that's, like I said a long time ago on the show here, that's one of the bigger upsets in the NFL this year, where a team like that could come up here and beat you in your place. And here's how funny it works, though. If Crosby hits that field goal and they win it in overtime, or let's say Rodgers in the final pass he threw in that game, Bart, you know, when they have third and short and they're going long and they're looking for the touchdown there, it's like, why aren't you moving closer into field goal range for Crosby? They missed the pass to Devontae.
Yeah, what was that?
I didn't get it.
That one was to Valdes-Scantling.
Well, Valdes-Scantling, yeah, you're right.
We've seen it before. We saw it in the Niners game where they tried to one more play to get a better field goal position, and Rodgers, instead of giving Crosby 10 more yards, or at least trying to, just chucks it, and it wasn't even a good throw again.
Now, was it on Rodgers, or was that McCarthy?
Well, Rodgers runs the two-minute offense. He has been clear about that.
Did he
calls the plays in the two-minute offense.
Because that couldn't have been a good idea.
Well, that was Rodgers' idea.
That was not a good idea.
From what we know.
To throw the touchdown, a try for a touchdown there, go to overtime. Get the sure thing and take your chances in overtime against a bad football team that you could squeeze out a victory after in a 10-minute overtime. But, man, that was dumb.
I'll tell you something right now. When we do our picks at 9, if you and Cody want to take advantage, the Cardinals host the Lions. And as bad as the Lions are, I love the Lions in this game.
Where's it at?
It's at Arizona.
And what's the spread?
I'm not sure, but I will take Detroit no matter what.
We'll figure that out 9 o'clock hour.
We'll do that at 9. We'll talk to Michael Cohen at 8:20. More from you guys, 414-799-1250. And maybe not just Rodgers, but if the whole team shows up and has a dominating performance against Atlanta, are we going to feel good about that, that our favorite team won a football game? Or are we going to say, hey, where the hell was this last week? It's Chuck and Winkler, 799-1250.
You know, we got to play the game the right way. Told the guys that, you know, we want to see them play the game the right way. A lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. I think we have to play better complementary football, the offense working with the defense and the special team.
That's interim coach Joe Philbin, who will be calling the plays on Sunday for the first time in Czech's watch. 20 years. I'm kind of excited to see. It's very curious. It's very interesting. Packers don't have a lot of play for other than pure interest. And yes, they can make the playoffs if all happen. But it's just going to be an interesting game to see how they respond after a week where they fired their head coach, then let their head coach back into the building, gave him a standing ovation, all of a sudden said a lot of great things about him, and then everybody came to work out on Tuesday on an optional day. Very weird week.
It is
up at Lambeau,
and when Rodgers is talking about the urgency, they had a practice Wednesday and Thursday this week, and everybody's excited and all that, and he feels everybody's now. He says guys are playing like they're under the microscope, that they have something to play for, that everybody's watching these guys.
Well, yeah,
be like that every week.
Yeah, it's no more country club.
No, the country club atmosphere that they had. Apparently is gone.
People are going to be held accountable for what they do.
That's
out there.
Great.
Like Winston Moss wanted, and he got fired for saying it. 799-1250. If the Packers go out there, Rodgers specifically, but the team as a whole, and they come out and dominate, are you going to be pumped about that? Are you going to be hesitant? Are you going to be curious? What would an MVP performance from the Packers say to you? 799-1250. Let's go out to TJ, who is in Greenfield. Always good to hear from TJ. What's up,
TJ?
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Hey, selfishly, I want Rodgers to throw for about 4 interceptions this week. I'm going against him in fantasy.
But if he goes up,
buy-in, there's a lot of money at stake.
How big's the buy-in? Do you mind?
It was $100.
Okay, see, Cody and I had this conversation. He says he's got a big money league, and it was like a $50 league. Big, if you're going to say big money league, it's got to be at least a hundy.
But that's for Rhodes, that's big time money because he's the poorest man in radio.
Yeah, but if you're going to say big money league, it's got to be at least a hundy. I'm in a league that's $325.
Yeah,
that's a big money league.
No, it's on a scale.
If you got a spot,
what's your scale?
It's on a scale. Like it depends on how much money you're willing to spend, how much money you make. So since I am the poorest man in radio, like Freem's just alluded to, a $50 league is a big money league for me.
You just won $50 last night from Chuck.
Yeah, it's big money.
That's huge, man.
How many times have told you like how happy I am to win $25?
Rhodes told me he couldn't go to sleep until about 2 o'clock. He was so fired up last night.
Oh, man, I was texting Freems. Yeah. He woke up this morning at 4 to drive in from Lamira. That text from me.
Yes, first thing he walks in, he's trash-talking me already, and he's telling me he's got all these plays he wants to play against me this week, and I was okay.
Oh, damn.
Rhodes is on a roll, man. Rhodes, man, you need your own
900. Put yourself in my shoes, Bart.
Rhodes, you need your own.
I don't
900 line.
I don't live on Money Hill either.
Oh, Rhodes compared to me, you do.
Yeah, Rhodes is on fire, man.
I guess compared to you, yeah.
Thank you.
I do. TJ, what's up?
Let's start Rhodes a GoFundMe page for his gambling.
He has tried a GoFundMe.
Rhodes needs a good GoFundMe just for life in general, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Shoes, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to do a toy drive for Rhodes. You know, hey, that $167K that we raised, Rhodes, he could use a tenth of that.
Oh, God.
Could we all?
Who's going to anybody?
Anyway, I think, Rodgers' performance this year is kind of under a microscope because we're playing so bad. He has had an uncanny amount of throwaways, which I contribute to, you know, the route packages and whatever. And if we all think that, which I think we do, if Rodgers is one of the smartest and, you know, best at dissecting defenses in the league, I don't think he's optioning to four vertical routes or two verticals on one side and then, you know, 15-yard out and then all these things down the field. Because when they show these replays about, oh, that was a coverage sack, that's what you see down the field. You don't ever see anybody going over the middle on like a, you know, short 4-yard, you know, slant or anything like that. You see everybody just jogging downfield pretty much, and that drives me crazy. It also drives me crazy that he always thinks he just has to get the ball to Devontae. You hear it all the time. Oh, we got to get the ball to Devontae more. I agree that the dude is, you know, good at catching a football, and he's a good football player. All he does is catch touchdowns. But when you tell defenses that, and then you continue to try and do it, I think they key on that, and, you know, they're like, well, we'll just double cover Devontae, and then we'll single cover all these other dudes or run a zone or whatever they want. But I just don't think Rodgers is that foolish to, you know, audible out of these plays that McCarthy's calling or was calling and, you know, run four verticals down the field. I think things are going to be a lot different with Philbin in there. At least I hope they are, because when we were in our Super Bowl run, that's all we did. Was we had the most yards after catch in the league. Mm-hmm. And that was when Rodgers was at his best, high completion percentage. And I think we need to get back to that. And I don't know why Rodgers wouldn't want to get back to that.
Yeah, you know? I think.
Good luck in your matchup, TJ.
You too, guys.
I think.
I have Rodgers, so I do need a big week.
I just have a feeling Rodgers is going to have a big one on Sunday. And this team is going to handle them quite easily and cover the five there. I just, again, the history on something like this shows that the team always comes out and plays well, and I can see them play extremely well. And talking to Locker, whoa, hey, you're back, you know? I mean, are you back in the playoff race? Oh, come on. That's what people are going to be talking about, but I don't think.
Hey, guys, the pack is back there. Hey, they beat the Falcons by 22 points there.
Well, that's what they'll be talking Two Rivers that way. And maybe in the Manitowoc.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. Keep chiming in on this and give us your predictions when you do. We'll have ours just after 8 o'clock. Michael Cohen, 820. More on if the Packers do win big. What does that tell you about how this team operates? 799-1250. More on that. An update from Mike Clemens now here on The Fan.
Now a green and gold update. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Green Bay Packers host the Falcons on Sunday. Atlanta has struggled. They're 4-8. After being fired Sunday night, former head coach Mike McCarthy was back in the office Tuesday afternoon and asked Joe Philbin and the coaching staff if he could address the team one final time.
Mike came by the office, I think, Tuesday. We all saw him as a staff. It was great. And then, you know, we talked and he wanted an opportunity to speak to the team, which is 100% fully supportive of, and he did a fantastic job talking to the team, not just about football and about winning football games, but about, you know, and his passion for the game, his love for the players was clearly evident. And, you know, I'm sure it was, you know, emotional for him and everybody in the room. It was awesome. I thought he did a great job.
Randall Cobb says McCarthy spoke to the players after Wednesday's practice.
Yeah, he came in. We gave him a standing ovation. He gave his remarks, and then we gave him another standing ovation on his way out.
What did McCarthy have to say?
What stays in that meeting room stays in that meeting room.
McCarthy's longtime assistant, Winston Moss, fired after that tweet. Moss at times was difficult to talk to when meeting with the media. What about his fellow coaches? Defensive coordinator Mike Pettine.
You know, it bothered me a little bit. It was put out there that, you know, some things about Winston and I not communicating. And, I mean, that couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, Winston, as we all know, was not the most communicative person. But, I mean, he's on the defensive staff. I mean, we're in there. I mean, it's logistically impossible not to have interaction.
So after a week of change at Lambeau Field, with more to come, what's next? Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, hopefully moving forward, you know, maybe there's more voices upstairs. A lot of times, you know, Mike had to be out front in a lot of situations, and maybe move forward, Mark talks more or Brian talks more. We all have our obligations, and most of us in the locker room adhere to those obligations pretty well. But it's been a different week for sure, just not having him around.
For more team coverage, go to 1057fmthefan.com.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. It is a Football Friday brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries. Pick and Save, Metro Market, the whole gamut. They've got it where you spend so much money, you get money off your gas. So right now, you can get gas for like $1.80. Gas is like $2.10 around town, Frames. $2.10.
Yeah. Right around election day, it was really low. And
that
then
always
it just
happens.
But then it just continues to go in a direction. Why? Now, here's what's going to turn it the other way. There'll be some world crisis, and that'll give everybody an excuse to jack up the prices again.
When I used to have to drive from Milwaukee to Fond du Lac for work every day, That's when gas was $3.90.
Oh, man.
And then as soon as I stopped having to do that, gas went down to like $2.40.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, so all that, I just paid double to do all that.
Driving in from Lemira every day.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing. I dealt with that $4.10, $3.90 gas too, man. That was not good.
You got to be swimming on money, and now that gas is $2.10.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
well,
not really. I mean, $2.10, I still think that's a lot. I remember when the gas first broke $1.
Yeah.
A long time ago, it was like, that was a big story. It's like, God, gas is $1? Unreal. But it's, $2.10, that's still a lot of money, man. I mean, that just goes quickly.
This segment brought to you by normal inflation.
Yeah.
Normal inflation happens every day, and yet we're still amazed by it.
And, consumers lose, and everybody else wins.
799-1250, we're talking about the Packer game. It's a Football Friday brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores. You can send in your predictions as well. We'll give ours just after 8 o'clock. And also, if they do look really good with a new head coach, you're going to be excited about that? You're going to be mad in some weird way like I feel I would? If Rodgers throws for 400, Chuck, are you leaving the game with a smile on your face? Or are you like, where was this earlier?
I have no zest for this game at all on Sunday. No, I don't. Even though I'm going to the game on Sunday, I mean, because we're so spoiled because the team has been in the race for so many years. Yeah, I mean, if he goes out there and throws 400 yards, I'll be like, okay. I mean, because I've seen great performances after guys getting fired so many times, which is the real Green Bay Packers, okay? Why were they so bad? I'll be disappointed, too, because I'll be disappointed because it'd be like, okay, you know what? If they show any what of a pulse this past week against Arizona, we wouldn't be going into this Atlanta game with this type of attitude. But, man, there were so many times they've lost close games in the fourth quarter that I'm not in the Dunn Club as far as not interested in watching it. But, you know, if Rodgers throws for 400, I'll be like, okay, yeah, that figures.
Yeah, no, that's it. That, I think surprising. That we're talking about it, but if you just want to shorten it up, that figures.
That figures,
is a good response.
Where was it against crappy Arizona? Where was that type of performance taking a team on his back all these other times when they needed him in the fourth and third quarters to really rise up when they needed to put a team on his back? Sure, you can go out and beat crappy Atlanta when nothing is on the line.
Mike in Oak Creek, how about you, Mike? What are you going to think if they go crazy fantasy numbers this weekend?
Well, I'll be happy because I'm glad that McCarthy's gone. I don't think I'm not buying into this conspiracy that you guys are trying to lay on Aaron. Look, draft and development didn't work. I think Ted Thompson spent years trying to draft himself. There are reasons that guys are at smaller schools and bigger schools, and every now and then you can find a Donald Driver, but you can't build your organization on that. We're going to draft Kyler Fackrells from Utah every year and still win. We're one of the youngest teams, if not the youngest team, every year. Number two, McCarthy, I'm glad he's gone because after the Super Bowl year, they put out a DVD and Charles Woodson said on the DVD, the first day he was at practice, McCarthy kicked him out. That's because McCarthy is afraid of coaching veterans and lets the Packers draft them themselves. And so draft and development, Aaron is frustrated after all these years.
Why is that?
Because I think he's a weak coach. He wants to draft young players to have them under that initial contract so that he can control them And so him and Ted went down this road together. And for that matter, so did Murphy. Murphy said that we let Ted run the football side. He should be fired. You made that decision. It didn't work. They should have cleaned the house a couple years ago. And so I'm glad that Aaron is showing frustration on the field. When you look at some of the routes they run, TJ talked a little bit about this, they're ridiculous. Guys are not getting open, and he's not Brett Favre where he's going to try to fit the ball in to all of these ridiculous spots and have 20 interceptions in a year. Mm-hmm. So I'm not blaming him. He's not perfect. He's missed more throws this year, I would agree. But when you have young guys who don't know how to run routes, who don't know how to read zones and blitzes, you can't lay that all on Aaron Rodgers.
No, and let's remember, Ted Thompson could have done more for this team. There was times when he could have gone out and picked some free agents or getting guys and to help out instead of taking a guy off the practice squad to give the defense or the offense a lift. I mean, a practice squad guy, come on. He went out and did not do what he should have done as a general manager for years. And you know what? Mark Murphy saw it's not working anymore doing that way, and he got rid of Thompson last year. And he took the other foot. He got took that and that same foot and went towards McCarthy this past weekend.
The important thing to remember as you listen, and you know, we may be focusing more on Rodgers in a particular segment and saying the things that he did wrong. The Ted Thompson thing is also there, and so is the Mike McCarthy thing, and so is the Mark Murphy thing, and so is the Talon thing, and it's all there. It just because we might be focusing on one. It's all there. Yeah. Everything was bad that led us to have this conversation right now. And despite all that, as bad as this team has looked, as bad as this team looked 5 days ago, when we do our predictions here in 5 minutes, I think we're all going to think the same thing.
Yeah. Well, for one day, they're going to rise up.
It's Chuck and Winkler. You guys can chime in. 799-1250-414. 799-1250. Michael Cohen joins us at 820. More from you guys coming up. A Football Friday here on The Fan.